Imagine an entire town just deciding to completely unplug from the national power grid to run on his own solar power. I mean, it sounds like some kind of rogue off-grid commune, right?
Yeah, totally. But it's actually like page 42 of a regional government planning document, which is just wild.
Right. Today's deep dive is into the Western Cape government's 2025-26 annual performance plan. And our mission here is really to figure out how this regional administration is tackling these massive systemic nightmares, things like, energy crises and unemployment.
And they're doing it by operating less like a traditional slow bureaucracy and honestly a lot more like a massive startup incubator.
Exactly. The sheer scale is, well, it's ambitious, but the statistic that just stopped me in my tracks was from their growth for jobs strategy. Between the second and third quarters of 2024, they facilitated the creation of 75,000 jobs.
Oh, wow, wait, 75,000.
Yeah, 75,000. It dragged the provincial unemployment rate below 20% for the first time in a decade. So instead of just handing out seed funding like an incubator, their capital is basically aggressive deregulation.
Right. They're actively removing the friction that stops businesses from hiring. So instead of an entrepreneur waiting, say, 6 months for a basic building permit, the government is digitizing the queues.
Which, changes everything.
Exactly. They are enforcing strict, rapid turnaround times for local councils. And when you clear that administrative pipeline, the private sector can actually move.
But you can't really run a business or an incubator in the dark. All that job growth has to be anchored to real infrastructure.
Which brings us back to that town unplugging from the grid.
Yeah.
Because their energy resilience program isn't just some theoretical contingency plan, it is an active build-out.
Like the Hessequa municipality, right?
Yeah. They recently broke ground on a solar project that's designed to make the town of Riversdale completely independent from Eskom,
Yeah.
the struggling national power utility.
That is massive. They are systematically decentralizing power generation just to bypass the national grid's failures. But keeping the lights on and clearing red tape only goes so far. Economic growth kind of hits a wall if residents and business owners are terrified to walk down the street.
Well, safety is the foundation of all of this.
Yeah.
And we're actually seeing cautious optimism in their safety plan data. For the second quarter of the 2024-25 financial year, they recorded an 8.7% drop in the province's murder rate.
Wait, 8.7%. How are they actually achieving that, though? I mean, is it just throwing more boots on the ground?
Not quite. It's smarter boots on the ground. They are continuously evolving their tactics to match criminal syndicates. So instead of just spreading police thinly across the whole province, they use real-time spatial data.
Okay, so they're basically targeting the deployments.
Yeah, they deploy specialized officers directly into identified crime hotspots the very moment the trends
Huh.
shift.
I hear that, but I have to challenge this a bit. I look at a bureaucracy of nearly 90,000 people, and, well, grand plans usually die in middle management. The document talks about a culture journey, which honestly just sounds like trust falls and corporate buzzwords to me. What are they actually doing differently?
It does sound like that, but the proof is actually in the financial compliance. They achieved 100% clean, unqualified audits across all departments and entities for the 2023-24 financial year.
Wow, literally across the board.
Across the board.
Yeah.
So the culture journey isn't just PR spin, it's a structural mandate to treat citizens like valued customers. Plus, they've secured a top employer certification for 3 years running.
Meaning they are attracting people who actually want to execute these policies rather than just, punch a clock. But to keep that momentum, they can't rely on 20th century paper trails, right? They are basically rewiring the government's nervous system with data.
Definitely. They are rolling out Broadband 2.0, which massively expands free Wi-Fi infrastructure for residents and schools. But internally, they're killing off static, outdated reports.
By building that dedicated data portal for continuous updates, it drives real-time decision-making. And that leads to the biggest curveball in this entire deep dive.
Oh, the artificial intelligence part.
Yes, they aren't just looking at data, they are actually developing an artificial intelligence policy and governance framework.
It is a huge leap. They're figuring out how to responsibly use AI in public service delivery, like using predictive modeling to figure out which infrastructure might fail next, rather than just waiting for water pipe to burst.
Which makes the whole regional government incredibly agile. And this brings the whole blueprint right back to you, the listener. Whether you are running a business or just living in a neighborhood, this deep dive proves that local governance shapes the very fabric of your daily life.
Absolutely. It really dictates your economic ceiling, your physical safety, and the infrastructure powering your home. It's a clear demonstration of how good long-term planning translates directly into regional resilience.
It really is. And I'll leave you with a final thought to mull over today. If a regional government successfully integrates artificial intelligence into its core service delivery to make evidence-based decisions well, how long before algorithms are actually helping to draft the very policies that govern our lives?
Yeah, that is a pretty wild thought to leave on.
Definitely something to think about next time you hear the words government planning.